At the beginning of the semester, folks, and throughout the semester, we have always, always reiterated the relationship of risk versus return. Risk versus return. And sometimes we are confronted with a situation where it doesn't look like the relationship is valid. And whenever that happens, we really need to question further about the reality of the situation. And that happened in the 2009. Again, we're digging, people are shell-shocked, right? The market had fallen, bonds had fallen, oil had fallen, gold had fallen, stocks had fallen, everything in real estate had destroyed. And so here we see an advertisement in 2009, May of 2009, for Advanta. Now, Advanta is a credit card company. It's a bank. And so I'm thinking, this is interesting. What they're offering you 8.5% 1 year for an investment note, which is like a bond. Wait a minute. This is after the Federal Reserve had lowered interest rates to pretty close to zero. Treasury bills and corporate paper and savings accounts and CDs were all paying virtually nothing, and they're still paying virtually nothing. And these people are advertising in the paper they're going to pay you 8.5%, and if you hold it for 2 years, they'll pay you 10%, and if you hold it for 10 years, you get 11%. You can lock in 11% for 10 years. The 10-year bond is now paying a little over 2%, so wait a minute. So you read the fine print, and you figure, okay, the minimum investment is $5,000. Well, that's not much. Term from 3 months to 10 years. In compound interest, compounded daily, can be paid monthly, quarterly, annually, or at maturity. And you read that this announcement is neither an offer to sell, a solicitation, or an offer to buy, which is what they have to say. And these note represents obligations of Advanta Corporation and are not insured or guaranteed by the FDIC or any other government or private entity. This isn't Advanta the bank. This is Advanta Corporation, which is a publicly owned company and is traded on the NASDAQ Global Select Market. But look at what those five character symbols, that usually means they're traded on the OTC, Bolton. What's going on here? So the little disclaimer here says that the annual percentage yield assumes interest is paid only at maturity. That's if you held it. And annual percentage yields are subject to change weekly. I don't understand this. And you know what? I didn't invest in it. And then, so I held on to the ad because I thought there's something weird. And then I happened to hear an article, a piece on the Marketplace, which is a radio show, KPBS, daily at 3:30, right, toward 2:30, 3:30 and 6:30. And I thought, well, this is, or 3 o'clock, I'm sorry, 3 o'clock and 6:30. And I thought, this is interesting. They're talking about Advanta. Well, it turned out that the bank was in deep trouble. So they were trying to raise money by going around the bank and getting the money through the corporation, which I don't know about the legality or any of that, but sure enough, right? If it seems too good to be true, and they had gotten in trouble for doing this, something I don't know exactly. I don't really remember, but all I remember is that there was some hanky-panky, and sure enough, go to Advanta.corp, Advanta Bank Corp, and you find that, oh dear, they were closed by the Utah Department of Financial Institutions. The FDIC was named receiver. Right, yeah. So an assuming bank could not be located, meaning nobody wanted to touch this company. Usually another bank assumes the deposits and makes good on everything, but now nobody would even touch these. I think there was some serious criminal charges involved also. So it's a lesson that bears repeating. If it seems too good to be true, right. See ya.